قبل الله بعد. In a very beautiful, amazing Qudusi hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the way, some people might ask, what do we mean by Qudusi hadith, or hadith Qudusi? We have al-hadith al-Nabawi and al-hadith al-Qudusi. Al-hadith al-Nabawi, it's very well known. It's the sayings, the actions, reactions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think that was said by Prophet Muhammad directly. Hadith al-Qudusi, one of the definitions, now, the wording, it is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, Ya ibadi. Okay? Now, and there is some kind of dispute between the ulama. Is it exact wording from Allah to Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the meaning was given to Prophet Muhammad, then he expressed it in his own language and attributed to Allah? There is dispute, but it is the hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking. Now, but what's the difference between the hadith al-Qudusi and the Quran? It's not like the Quran. Quran is the exact, literal revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the archangel Gabriel, peace be upon him, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the differences, for example, we can't pray with hadith al-Qudusi. Now, al-Quran, if you read any letter according to many hadith sahiha, every single letter you utter, you have 10 hasanat for it. Reading al-hadith al-Qudusi is ibadah. While reading the Quran is ibadah, and you can't pray with the Hadith Qudusi. You can't pray with the Quran. Just to let the terminology when you hear the word Hadith Qudusi. We come to the Hadith Qudusi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man 'ada li waliyan adantuhu bil harb." It's an amazing hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, clarifying, telling us that there is a category among his servants, he called them awliya. Now, amazingly, the wise divine way, immediately Allah tells you that this category, whom he called wali, and the plural is awliya in Arabic, anyone decided to make them their enemies, or he decided to take this wali as enemy, Allah is informing us that he himself, Almighty, is declaring war against the one who's an enemy for this wali. Which means to say, Ya Allah, what kind of amazing status for this person, to a degree that Allah is declaring the war for anyone decide to become his enemy. Then Allah tells you, if you would like to be from those, I will tell you. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ أَذَنْتُ أَعْلَنْتُ. Let him know that I'm declaring the war against them, if he's an enemy for my wali. But Ya Allah, please, how can I be wali? Allah tells us how to be awliya. First stage, and please, if you felt that you did understand after I finished, spread it. Tell it to your wives, your husbands, for the sisters, your kids. Try to spread the knowledge as much as you can. First step. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. This is a low principle. We need to clarify it for us. Many people, they think if they have a good, nice, white heart, good intention, that's it. Allah is stating clearly, if you want to be close from me, there is nothing that will make you close more than beloved to me, more than doing what I have ordained upon you as fard and wajib and haram. Which means the first phase, the first level, the first stage by Allah is what He decided that it's haram and halal. What He, not what I. So after finishing this, stage number two. قال وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. He's using now the present tense about nawafil. The definition of nawafil, everything outside the fard, which are an obligation, it's called nafila, which is the additions, as ziyada. Which means any khayr can come to your mind, it's nafila, as long as it's not fard or wajib. Apart from this, any voluntary work, any help, any good, any sadaqah, any helping, any serving, anything, it's nafila. Now, when I do, قال وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. Look to continuation now. So, stage number two, he's telling me about the thing and let's say the nature of this thing. So, nawafil, plus continuation. قال وما يزال عبدي يتقرب حتى أحبه. Till I love him. Now, if I manage to reach to a level that Allah loves me, now we will get into stage number three. Stage number two, ما تقرب بشيء أحب من الفطرات. Stage number two, نوافل and continuation. Now, if I manage to reach stage number two now, فإن أحببت, if I loved him, كنت now, I will mention this, this is called عبارات مجازية, metaphorical usage. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like Allah. But Allah makes things easy just to our understanding. قال كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به, بصره الذي يبصر به, يده التي يبطش بها, رجله التي يمشي بها. That all in all the meaning, the person will be doing everything with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the nur of Allah, with the support of Allah, direct full support, with everything. When he say yara bi nurillah, he's seeing by the nur, his sight is viewing by the nur of Allah, which means Allah will give him something. All of us, we see something, we will not understand something like this person. He will receive something extra, something unique, something better because of the full support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is applicable to his hearing, anything he is involved in, etc. Now, at the last stage, قال, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَإِن اسْتَعَادَنِي لَأُعِيدَنَّهُ. If he asks me for anything, I will respond to him. And if he is seeking refuge by me, استعادة, I will respond to him. So this is like a clear manhaj, methodology. For anyone would like to be from, if I may put it in my language, VIP of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very important people, this is the manhaj. Iftiradun, nawafil, continuation, then you get in to that, inshallah, stage with the Mawla Azza wa Jalla. Jazakumullah khairan.